Here we are.
How'd you get?
Just a minute. Exactly who are you?
I'm exactly Superintendent Gridpipe Thin of Criminal Records.
Got any of David Whitfield?
Lots. Listen.
That is beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Get off your knees. Time for fun later. Now, first,
do you recognize what we're standing on?
Feet.
Correct. Now then, monsieur, what are your feet resting on?
The Tower Bridge.
Sapristi. He knows the name of the Tower Bridge.
Well, we couldn't keep it a secret forever.
What?
Dr. Seagoon, come over here by this stanchion, whatever that means.
Well.
What is this stuff growing on the ironwork?
Just hold the bridge up whilst I examine it. Now,
tennis friend.
Great squirts of Gringe! Dear listeners, through the cardboard lens of my kiddie's junior microscope, send six box tops of Footo, the athlete's friend. Through it, I saw in the ironwork of Tower Bridge a strange follicular growth. Whatever that means.
Well, what does it mean?
Gentlemen, I'd rather not say until I've made my laboratory tests on my dictionary.
You'll be taking away portions of the bridge, then?
May I?
Have any bit you fancy.
Oh, right. How about that blonde policewoman sunbathing on top of the Black Maria?
I'm sorry. She's just for recruiting purposes.
I say stop. No, please. No, don't stop that naughty type police joking. We must find out what this is growing on the bridge. Sergeant Yakubakaka, wrap up that 40-foot span and one of the towers and post it at once to Dr. Seagoon's laboratory.
I'll post it for you. I'm going that way. I'll let you have my report within the millennium. Farewell.
Farewell.
For 3 days, Dr. Seagoon awaited the arrival of the Tower Bridge portions, during which time, Max Geldray played a lead-knee gavel from the crouch.